99.1 PR, 95.9 The Fox. $15 million in weed seized in West Haven.
All right.
Sergeant Jordan Zwickler from the West Haven Police Department on the phone. Thanks for what you do.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
So bring us through this story.
So yesterday, I'm sorry, when was this? Tuesday.
You know, we give you a pass because, you know, all that weed.
Is there weed nearby? Step away from the weed, sir.
I'm sorry. It's 1,699 pounds of weed now.
Whoops.
It's been a long couple of days.
Anyway, I hear you.
Yeah. I got
Wednesday,
you.
Wednesday morning, the West Haven PD Street Crime Unit, along with our patrol division and canine unit, and a couple of our task force officers from the FBI and DEA, we ended up stopping a U-Haul truck in West Haven, and the truck happened to be full with 1,700 pounds of marijuana.
Oof.
Wow.
U-Haul, huh?
I think that if,
yes.
I don't think it was a coincidence that all you guys were together, right?
No.
Right. No.
No.
Right. You guys weren't just like having lunch and you said, you know that U-Haul truck smells funny.
And it's kind of low.
Or the dog starts barking.
Right.
Yeah, you kind of knew
just,
something was happening.
We definitely got lucky.
Right, and they're also driving the wrong side of the road, so, you know, that'll do it, too.
Yeah.
And they parked in the lobby.
So there must have been some inkling that there was an area in West Haven being used. What was it, like a terminal for weed?
Well, what I'll say is that we connected the occupants of that U-Haul to a storage facility in West Haven.
Uh-huh.
All the product was actually found in the U-Haul, though.
Wow.
Yep.
How big was that U-Haul truck?
It wasn't the smallest one, but it was like a medium-sized U-Haul.
Oh, the box truck. Yeah, okay.
And yeah, like a box truck.
Like a 24-footer.
And how was this weed wrapped? All in like one-pound bricks, or were they like giant?
Like bales?
And was it in plastic, or was it in... How was it wrapped?
I'm just wondering,
when you opened that door, what did you see?
So there were six pallets, and each pallet was about 4 foot high by 3 foot wide.
Wow.
And those pallets were wrapped in black plastic, which had a like a soapy smell to it.
Yeah.
The plastic was, tinted with soap. So it smelled like soap, the whole thing.
Right.
And
then
in the plastic was a couple of moving boxes. Each pallet had a couple of moving boxes on it. I think there was four. And inside those moving boxes was the weed. And they're all packaged in 1 pound vacuum sealed bags.
Wow. For freshness.
Yeah.
Wow. So you open the door, it smells like soap.
Right. And what he saw was a promotion.
Did the dog or dogs sniff through that?
Yes, the dog hit on it right away from outside the truck.
The dog's nose must be burning right now.
The dog hit on it.
1,700 pounds of weed.
And the dog's like, woo!
Yeah. Wow.
Damn.
Something like that, did you know it was going to be that big of a deal? Or were you open
no,
the door
we
and you're
had
like,
no
holy
idea.
Crap, we hit the jackpot.
Surprise!
Yeah.
We had no idea. That's the biggest... weed seizure, yet drug seizure I've ever seen in my career and probably will ever see.
Wow. Jackpot indeed.
Yes, it is. Ha, pot.
That has to be one of the biggest in Connecticut, no?
I haven't heard of anything bigger, but it may be.
Right. At least top three. I'm going to go with that one.
All right. So in comparison, right? So you guys got 1,700 pounds of weed. In comparison, yes. Connecticut State Police have seized 346 pounds of marijuana so far in 2020.
Huh.
Beat them, four, five, six times already, right?
Exactly, right. More not that we're bragging or anything, just saying, yes.
Right.
Right. Not a competition or anything, just saying.
Yeah, we're not good at math,
right.
But I'll buy a lot.
Yeah, I suck at math entirely, so don't talk about me.
That's incredible. So I'm guessing if you didn't know it was going to be that big, you guys aren't heavily armed. This isn't, touchy. You don't think it could go horribly wrong. You just think you're going to get someone with some weed.
Just open a bag of Doritos, it'll come out, voluntarily.
Yeah, anything could happen at any time, but it wasn't it wasn't some big tactical SWAT operation. It was kind of just hope and pray and see what we come up with.
Right.
That's what we got.
If I'm guessing, if you guys thought, we're talking to West Haven police here about this big weed seizure, if you thought it was going to be $15 million in weed, that you would have had more presence and maybe weaponry, right? Would have
helicopters.
Well, because you would think it wouldn't be just two people in a truck.
Right.
There'd be, it's just like an armored car driving down the road.
Exactly,
15,
right.
That's like more ninjas than in the back.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of depends on the situation. And I think that they only had the two people in there to probably disguise what they were doing. You know, who would have think that just two random people in the U-Haul would have 1,700 pounds of weed in the back?
Yeah, and I saw the mugshot. One of them definitely sampled.
Now, who puts the street value on that? Do you think that these guys are, like, watching TV? Well, they're probably not watching TV, but if they were watching TV, they'd say, it wasn't anywhere near that.
So that was our estimate. And the way we came up with that figure is if we took that 1,700 pounds of weed and divided it into grams. So if those people were to sell the entire truck, 1,700 pounds of weed for one gram bags for $20 a piece, that's how we came up with that $15 million figure.
Wow. Okay, 1 gram at $20. Okay, yeah. We just want to go to our panel of experts now. Can someone call and tell us?
Right. See, this is the math kids we learn
about,
school.
Right?
Right.
Not to question your math. You guys know.
Right. Because I drive to West Haven all the time.
Yes,
so,
please
yes.
call in while the officer is on and tell us what you know.
Right. We won't put you on after.
This is not a sting operation
right,
at
this
all.
This could be just your guess.
Right, your guesstimate, or maybe you're a former person.
What you've heard.
Yeah.
Perhaps,
what you heard.
Yeah, just say, I have this friend. You're good to go.
Can you give me their phone numbers when they call in?
Yeah. Shh, don't say that part out loud, damn it.
We are never getting a call right now.
No, we are not.
Now, you had, so it's the FBI, the DEA, you guys, K-9, patrol. Is this like right from the movie? You guys make this whole deal, then it's who's going to do the press conference,
right.
Who's going to get the credit.
Damn it, we're in charge, damn it.
Right.
Right. This is the Fed of Prince
taking over this investigation.
You can't do this. This has been our bust from the start.
Right. It came down from the
group.
Yeah. Right. You saying?
It was a group effort, and everyone. If it would not have been possible without everybody involved.
Oh, I get you. Wink, wink. Right.
This is what happens when different divisions within the police department work together, along with our federal partners, and without everybody working together like we did. Probably wouldn't have went down the way it did, as smoothly and as easily.
Right.
All right.
And a tip from guy named Shaggy.
Sergeant, we want to just conference in. Tree Man.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's
hey,
up, girl? Tree Man?
What's a gram of weed worth,
according
to
somebody else?
Well, if you're buying it by the gram, you're a freaking loser. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
It's not $20 a gram. This guy is freaking half doing the inflation so he can get better funding from the government somehow, I'm sure.
Wait, hold on.
You're reprimanding a cop on the air.
He sounds angry.
I know,
angry.
It's not a conspiracy.
Yeah. Hello?
Did you happen to lose 1,700 pounds of weed?
Did you smoke one?
well, because he's making this stuff up to inflate the prices like that. Just makes the guy delivering this stuff look like even more douchebag than makes them look like they're better people.
Wait, so how do you buy this? You don't buy it by the way?
You're a Target?
No, a gram is a joint. What are you going to do with a joint?
Smoke it?
Smoke it?
But I do usually.
Obviously.
When I, have one.
But you buy it by the ounce. An ounce is about $180.
All right, an ounce.
Okay.
How many grams in an ounce?
I don't know.
28.
So Tree Man knows.
They're trying to say $520 for an ounce of weed. He's crazy.
How much is an ounce?
Or 560. I'm sorry. My math is wrong.
Please don't, so.
I'm so confused.
All right, how much? Hey, Sergeant, you're on with Tree Man. Tree Man, Sergeant.
Tree Man, how are you?
Right.
Hey, Sergeant Sedenko, what's going on, buddy?
Uh-oh.
How are you?
Cheech and Chong reference?
Good morning.
Reference?
Yeah. Okay. You guys want to talk
You guys are inflating your prices big time, man. Go to a dispensary. It's not even that expensive there.
Well, the dispensary, probably different weed, though.
It would have to be out of state, I guess.
Yeah, it's really good weed.
Sergeant, what do you think?
This is imported weed. It's more.
Imported is even cheaper.
Imported from Virginia, damn it.
That's a great answer.
Right, this is a Southern smoke.
That was a great answer.
That's great.
Right. So, yeah.
If someone is transporting 1,500 pounds of weed, it's generally Mexican crap. Because no one's growing 1,500 pounds of weed.
I'm pretty good to us.
What kind of trees you grow exactly? What I want to know.
You don't even know what he's talking about.
I don't know.
I don't know what I'm talking about half the time either, so.
All right, well,
officer, how old are you?
Really?
It's a sergeant.
Old enough.
Old enough to know better. And to answer your question.
Yeah, I'm 30.
Exactly.
I'm 35.
You're probably 35. Yeah, you're younger. I've been freaking in this industry a lot longer than you've been alive.
Which industry?
Your information is wrong.
Which industry would that be?
You have.
Are you waiting for U-Haul by any chance?
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
All right. How long have you been in the industry, Tree Man?
Long enough to know better.
Okay. Luckily, calls can't be traced or nothing.
I feel like Tree Man would be an insurance adjuster. He would like mark this stuff down.
It exactly sounds like right. They may have even met at another time.
Right. All right, Tree Man.
Well, first of all, he's going to, first of all, if you have 1,500 pounds and you sell it by the gram, first you're going to flood the market and you're overpricing, and then you're not going to be able to sell it on top of it all. So why would you do that?
I don't know.
Only a cop would price that that way.
Well, it doesn't sell
it
all the time.
Make look better.
Yeah. Exactly.
They should have said five. They should have said 5 million instead of 15. I mean, come on, I'll live with that.
Now we're negotiating.
Right. Is this really happening? I'm just kind of curious. Am I dreaming right now?
I'm enjoying this.
Hey, yeah. Officer, I want to say congratulations to you guys and getting crap weed off the street. I appreciate that.
Oh my God.
All right, Tree Man, thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
You guys have a good night. Thank you
too.
Thank
you.
You too.
Good night, he said.
He said good night.
Oh, yeah, he's going to bed.
A long night.
Yes, he has.
Wow.
And he's selling weed all night.
Well, you're being questioned on your evaluation.
I think he did a good job.
Yeah.
Sounds like everybody's happy this bust happened, though.
Well, of course they're happy. All are weed.
I mean, he's not wrong. I mean, if those people sold that truck off by the pound, yes, the estimated street value will be less, but the way we estimate street value is at the lowest possible form of a street level sale, which is a $20 bag, a gram of weed. If you purchase more quantity, the price per gram goes down, but we did at the bottom level, which is what we usually do for not just weed, but any kind of drug, grams of crack, bags of heroin, stuff like that.
It's an estimate.
This is confusing. We should smoke a joint and talk about it.
Well, no, you break it down into
an estimate.
The lowest form of... I heard an attorney once argued that the seeds and the stalks should not be part of the weight.
Right.
And he successfully won that in a particular court. Do you think that would stand up?
I think so. It wasn't actually seeds. There was no seeds and stalks in there. It
was pretty clean. Nice.
Wow.
No red covers at all, no.
Clean. Wow. Ready to go.
Really? It's like anybody clams and paying for them to shell.
Well, we're all happy about this bust. Even Tree Man is happy about it.
Yes.
He did thank you at the end.
Because now his weed went up.
And we thank you.
I'm surprised he didn't ask me where it was.
Right?
Good point.
That was the next question. I was going to ask you, though. Is it nearby?
Thanks to everyone who was involved in this, and thanks to the West Haven Police Department.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Anytime. We appreciate what you do.